95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Homer Trojans, followed by the Napoleon Pirates and the Hanover Horton Comets in the district semifinals at Napoleon High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us this evening, Mark W. Daly. Semifinals, the playoffs just keep on rolling along.
But first of all, before we go any farther, I love how in the Facebook post you put it in all caps. Thank you for that.
You've got to yell the name.
I'm excited for it. You know, I feel like I've missed so much not being with you for a vast majority of the season, but we're able to get the band back together for playoff boys basketball, and here it is, our second night together. We've got a doubleheader action right here in the Crow's Nest at Napoleon. They've been fabulous hosts for us. They really have been. And we saw a pretty competitive, what could have been a pretty competitive game on Monday. And you know, if Homer is able to pull that momentum and just bring their absolute A game tonight, we could see another pretty competitive game here to kick things off.
Yeah, this is a Homer team. They were able to take down a pretty worn out and just a fatigued East Jackson team. You could tell they just wanted their season to be over. And here they are tonight, facing a team that is beyond what they have seen this season. This is a Lumen Christi team that is, this is going to be their absolute toughest test that they have seen.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Now, Lumen, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to characterize this team as having a down year compared to last year. That said, 15-6 on the season. They play a vast majority of their games in the Catholic High School League, which means they travel east a lot, and yes, they face a lot of larger schools than what you're going to find in D3. So this is a seasoned team. They've seen competition. They've seen adversity, and they know how to overcome it. I'm looking forward to seeing them for the first time here tonight on the Jim Dutton Court here at Napoleon.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what this Lumen team looks like in comparison to last year. We're gonna talk about them in just a moment. But first, we're gonna step aside as the Kelly Express Mart pregame show continues in 2 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from the home of the Pirates, the Pirate Dome, Napoleon High School, for our first of two games this evening. The district semifinals. First matchup is between Lumen Christi and Homer. So looking at this Lumen Christi team on the season, as you mentioned, in terms of record, a little bit of a down year, 15-6, still really good, obviously.
It's still really good.
But, very tough schedule, 8-4 in the Catholic High School League, finished in fourth place in that league.
Right.
And this is a team, again, we say down year, of course, but, I mean, it's tough to keep this up for three straight years. But, I mean, this is still a very competitive team, good chance to go on a deep run this year.
Right.
They finished not only with some solid regular seasons, but some deep playoff runs as well. In 23-24, they went 22-5, and then last year, 23-4, both seasons, losing to Riverview Gabriel Richard in the state quarterfinals, which last year, that was the Division III state championship-winning team, Gabriel Richard. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal team that they ran into both years. And fast forward into this season, They still have a very tough schedule. Their best wins have come against a couple Division I schools, both Jackson and Northwest. They've been able to take down.
And those are good teams.
Yes,
those are decent D1 teams.
Yeah, and especially Jay-High. They're having a phenomenal season this year, and they have a very good chance of winning that district up in Mason as well, and They had three matchups, two in the regular season, and then one they had the Catholic High School League little tournament at the end of the season. Three matchups against Detroit Loyola, who is a phenomenal team. They were able to win one of those three.
Okay.
So that's another great win for this team.
So hard to get a three-peat. No matter what the competition is, and one season, it's so hard to get the three-peat.
Yeah.
Unless you're the Pistons playing the Knicks.
No, yeah, then that's an easy money right there. Meanwhile, of the six losses for Lumen, two of those to Detroit Loyola, and they've also lost two to Divine Child, both of which excellent private schools, and Divine Child, one of the best D2 schools in the state as well. They've also lost to another excellent D1 school, Ann Arbor Pioneer, one of their last few games of the regular season. And their only maybe questionable loss, if you want to call it that, in the season, they split their games with Cranbrook Kingswood, which is still a Catholic League team, mm-hmm. but not one of the better ones, I will say that.
Right. Well, but the basketball season's a grind.
Yeah.
You're going to have that. You're going to have that occasionally where you just it's going to happen. You're going to trip up and lose to a team that you're not supposed to lose to.
Yeah. And here they come in the district tournament, which, of course, they won this district last year. Oh, double overtime thriller over Hanover Horton. So they're trying to come out on top in this district again. And this is actually not a common opponent, Homer. They last played three seasons ago, 2023. Lumen took that matchup 63-47, so they're looking to channel that that into this one, even though that was several seasons ago. But just talking about how great this Lumen team has been in the last several seasons.
Well, it's a common thread throughout every athletic team that Lumen puts out on the court or on the field. They play up in everything. So when they get to this point in the season, they're playing teams that haven't seen the type of competition that they've faced. They're playing teams that are a lot smaller than the other teams that they have played. So, Lumen's, you can say it no matter where they are, Lumen is primed for success in the postseason.
They are. And especially when you look at just their recent track record and even just this season, they've played and beaten some teams this year that's probably better than any team that Homer has faced this year. Not to disparage their strength of schedule, you have to play who's in front of you.
But. Right. Well, again, we talk about Lumen playing up. We've talked about their record at 15-6. And we mentioned this on Monday. You know, Homer, their win column is a single-digit number.
Yes.
Now, they looked good. They looked they were definitely the better team on the floor on Monday. They showed patience. They passed a lot until they found the open man. They weren't afraid to drive to the basket, to draw the foul. They were really scrappy on defense. So there was a lot of great things that we saw with Homer on Monday. Is that going to translate over to Wednesday, and are they going to find success against this Lumen team tonight?
Yeah, and we talked about it even on Monday. Like, everything that they came with in that one,
yeah,
they need to almost come with an even better effort than that in this one, just with how darn good this Lumen team is. And as you mentioned, that's just how Lumen is in all these sports. Like, that's just a school that you have to play your A game, and there's a very slim margin for error. You just can't really slip up. Because if you make any mistakes, they're just going to completely eat you alive.
It's a culture. It's a culture thing all across that school district. It's a culture thing.
So you mentioned that that win for Homer, 65-36 over East Jackson on Monday. It kind of a close first quarter in that one, but then going into the second quarter, they went on a big run, 18-3, built a huge lead, and then East Jackson going into halftime a little bit, and then even coming out of halftime, they started to, you know, go on a little bit of a run trying to chip away, but then Homer put it away. They went on another 12-2 run, and that was about it, able to run up the score.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of a JV game there last probably 3-4 minutes.
Yeah. I love seeing the guys come off the bench.
Yes.
I do. And, you know, just to kind of, because we kind of broke that down a little bit on Tuesday morning when we were talking about it. You know, when Olivier got into his foul trouble, and they pulled him out, and that's really when Homer struck.
Yes.
And they were able to go on that run and get away with it. The difference between that game and this game, Olivier was by far the superior athlete on the court. Lumen's got a handful of those.
Yes.
They do.
Just very... A lot of talent up and down this Lumen Christie lineup. But, hey, to that point, Homer, they have a couple solid players as well. Brock Butler, he was the leading scorer. He finished with 22 points. He was really good at driving through.
That was a quiet 22 also, it felt like.
Yeah, he was good at driving through, getting his layups. And this Homer team was really good at drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line as well against that East Jackson team. And even the freshman – Manning Molnix, 15 points, not bad. Had a couple deep threes in that one as well.
Yeah, he did. And again, it felt like it was a quiet 15 for him. So, but you're talking about their big guy there and how he was able to draw the fouls. That might be a secret to their success here tonight, is not be afraid to take those shots, not be afraid to try to get some of the key guys from Lumen in foul trouble. And if you can do that early, like they did with Olivier, you could be Jim Carrey saying, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. And hey, nothing's impossible. There's, you know, we mentioned if Homer can come out with that effort and that hustle that they brought against East Jackson, then they can give Lumen a run for their money. So that's going to wrap up the Kelly Express Smart pregame show for our first semifinal game this evening between Lumen Christie and Homer. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you from Napoleon High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson. Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back from Napoleon High School for the first of two district semifinals this evening. First matchup is Lumen Christie and Homer. Connor Dockery alongside the Mark W. Daly with you. And the jump ball will be between Wes Learned and Harry Minix. And Minix wins out. Homer Trojans with the first possession, going from left to right on your radio dial. Wearing their road black uniforms, orange numbers trimmed in white. Moving the ball around the perimeter as Brock Butler drives through the lane. Tough shot on the baseline. That one's off. Rebound down to Learned. As Lumen going the other way, wearing their home white uniforms. Green numbers trimmed in gold. As Zach Trope has it near half court. Dishes it to the free throw line. Now kicks left wing. Three ball. That one's off the heel for Burgess. Offensive rebound put back up and in for two for Ashton Callen.
Good strength right there to go up and get the rebound, then go to three through three guys for the up and in score.
So Lumen up 2-0. Homer with the ball again, driving through the lane, stopped, pump fake up and in on the tough bucket for Wyatt Winchell.
Nice little soft touch, bounced around before it decided to go in.
Now some solo full court pressure from Manning Molnix, as Kellen Crowley able to bring it into the front court over for Trope, guarded closely by Butler. Trope onto the far wing for Callen. Lumen starting five this evening. Broden Burgess, Wes Learned, Ashton Callen, Kellen Crowley, and Zach Trope, as we got a quick score from Wes Learned beneath the bucket.
So they spread out that zone offense, and Trope just able to find the open man down low for an easy bucket.
Now inside the paint for Winchell. Bad communication. Tried to kick it out to Benute on the perimeter, and that's a Homer turnover.
That was a zig when you're supposed to zag. No, seriously, he was going one way,
literally.
And the ball went the other way. Yeah.
So that's a turnover. Meanwhile, Homer starting five, Manning Molnix, Harry Minix, Wyatt Winchell, Alex Benute, and Brock Butler. Head coach of the Trojans is Ryan Molnix.
See, they're playing the zone a little bit higher than they did against East Jackson.
We'll see if they get aggressive with it, too. They were very aggressive in the passing lanes against the Trojans. But I don't know if they can afford to be that aggressive, as we got a three-ball missed by Trope. Offensive rebound. Lumen, another try. Nice Euro step from Burgess. Wow.
Wow. He was going towards the middle of the key. Euro step to left for a wide open bucket.
6-2 for the Titans. 2 minutes into the first quarter of our district semifinals at Napoleon. A strip away and a steal. Wes learned coast to coast and then stolen away from behind by Molnick's. And Homer gets the ball right back.
Yeah, we got a little more speed on the floor than we did Monday. This is a quick-paced game.
Homer at the top of the key with Winchell. Hesitates, fires the three, makes the three over Learn.
Homer came to play tonight. There is absolute fight in this team.
Hey, we mentioned if they can bring that energy and hustle that they brought on Monday, they can really make Lumen work in this one. It's a one-point Lumen lead. As they got the ball moving at the free throw line. Shot missed. It's left short by Crowley. Homer quickly the other way with Butler. Blocked away by Callen.
Just got that big mitten up there and swatted away. It was 100% a pure, clean swat.
It'll be a Homer inbound on the left side of the basket with the freshman Manning Molnick's. Going to loft it outside. They're going to be tipped away by Learned, and it's going to fight for on the floor. Diving and saving for Homer. Now into the half-court trap is Molnick's, and that's going to be a timeout by Homer head coach Ryan Molnick's.
Yeah, he was trapped right there. Well, he was the only man that could get the ball. He threw it to him off of his back and just trapped him right in the corner there. The Zuman defense just swarmed on him. He had nothing left to do, and very smart for Molnick's to call that timeout to keep the possession.
Yeah, and avoided a turnover as well. They'll reset. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Air Equip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank with special postseason coverage. Brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, IST, Josh's Dumpsters, and Jackson Public Schools.
A capacity crowd here tonight.
Yeah, more in a literal sense than in than for Monday. A lot of Lumen supporters making the trip here. As we got a steal on the inbound, Amarian Clay coast to coast layup is in right off the bench.
Didn't even see him coming. Just came in out of nowhere and tipped that one away.
And now here comes some full court pressure from the Titans. It's beaten. Molnick's into the front court, trapped, able to dish to Butler through the lane, layup on the right hand, too strong, rebound fought for, last touch by Trope out of bounds.
Well, it feels like Lumen saying, hey, we're not going to let this one get away from us. We're going to bring the pressure, we're going to frustrate you, and we're going to play our game, not yours.
Yeah, they kind of saw what Homer brought in those first few minutes, and they're like, all right, we're going to have to amp it up on our end. Down low for Mann. Right hook, that one's off. Rebounded by Crowley. Outlet pass, 2-on-0. Clay layup in on the right hand.
That's another one that he was able to get off of speed. First one off a pick, this one off of a full court.
10-5. Lumen leads about halfway through quarter number one from Napoleon. Another tip pass. Clay out and running. Another layup. Three straight scores off the bench for Clay.
And everyone has been him outrunning everybody else.
And now Lumen just, they're like, nah, we're not messing around now. Into the corner for Mann. Layup blocked from behind. Second of the game by Callen. Outlet for Clay. One more touch pass up ahead for Morgan. We got a bump foul by Molnick's. Going to get an inbound on the near side.
And good sportsmanship there from Amarian Clay. He just got fouled by Molnick's, but then he helped Molnick's up off the court. That was a hard foul.
Yeah.
Both of them ended up on the ground.
It's like a football hit. You know, a couple wide receiver and cornerback going up for it. Lumen on a quick 6-0 run out of the last timeout, leading 12-5. On the right side for Ashton Callen, drives through the lane, picks up his dribble, tries to go up and under, kicks it back outside for Crowley. Drives through, pass fake left, goes right, hook. That one rolls off the rim, rebound down to Mann.
Yeah, they're not afraid to drive it into the lane. They're trying to pull those fouls, take the shot, but if not, get those fouls if they can.
Winchell has it down low for Homer, dished at the free throw line for Molnick's. Pulls it back out to the perimeter. Homer will reset things here, guarded closely by the taller Ashton Callen. Now kicks onto the left wing for Brock Butler. Gets the screen, now dish on the far side for Mann. Back up top for Butler. Hesitates, doesn't fire the three. Clay right in his grill. Down low for Minix, up and under, left hook. That one way off. Callen, nice defense. Might have got another block as Clay on the outlet. fouled from behind by Winchell, and Clay will go to the line for two.
You know, as soon as that ball changes possession, Clay's gone. He has gone down the court on fast break. He almost had another one there.
He knows his assignment. Get out, run the floor, get those outlets.
It's working for him. So far, it's worked for him.
And Clay at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, first of which is off. He's got 6 points so far. All of those in a row. He pretty much solo. 6-0 run for him. Off the bench getting these fast break scores. And does make the second free throw. Full court pressure. Nearly another steal by Clay on the inbound. It's 13-5 for Lumen. Over Homer. Able to beat the press with a pass up ahead to Winchell. Drives in the baseline. Kicks the opposite corner. Fires the three. Makes the three for Alex Benute, his first score.
He was left alone in that corner. Able to drain it.
Able to stop a 7-0 scoring run. As we got a three ball on the other end. Cowan off the front iron, but a offensive rebound for Morgan. Drives through the lane, layup on the left hand. That one's up and in. Crafty finish.
Nice little touch on that. Put a spin, kissed it off the glass and in.
Another interception, 2-on-0, and that is another easy score, Morgan.
They're causing all sorts of fits with this full court press.
And they didn't even initially come out with it as we got another forced turnover, interception by Cowan into the corner, three ball, Clay left short, offensive rebound for Cowan, just out-muscled the Homer defenders, and now a wide open Morgan below, nice pass from Crowley, and we got another Homer timeout.
Well, he was wide open because they were passing the ball around the perimeter, so that zone defense moved up. And, I mean, he could have put up a grill and started a barbecue. That's how long he was open down there.
Unbelievable ball movement and defense. Full court pressure by Lumen Christie. They're up 19-8. We're going to take a 30-second timeout right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
A quick 13-3 run by Lumen. We got another steal out of the timeout. Layup in on the other end by Jonathan Morgan. He's got a quick 8 off the bench. It's 21-8 now. Lumen over Homer.
They're just not letting Homer get to the half court line.
No, they're starting to force a lot of turnovers once they introduce the full court press. Now we got a wide open three on the left wing. Benute, 2-for-2 from downtown.
Well, you got to prevent them from getting streaky.
Quick answer on the other end. Jonathan Morgan, 11 points microwave off the bench. As we got a pass tipped out of bounds by Learned.
I believe that's taken. The microwave. I believe that was Vinny Johnson from back in the
that's
day.
That's right.
Yes.
While he's doing his best Vinny Johnson impression right here.
I don't think he trademarked it, so we're probably okay.
We're probably okay. We're not going to get a letter from Vinny Johnson's lawyers during the broadcast, I hope.
No, NBA's got other issues they're dealing with.
24-11 with Lumen in front as we got a strip on the ball and steal. Clay quickly out and running, but he slows it down. Pulls it back outside through the lane. Burgess right-handed layup is in. Lumen relentless in this first quarter.
Yeah, they're just so quick to drive that lane.
Up by 15 now. 1 minute left in the first. Three ball in the corner off the mark. And now the other way. 3-on-2. Clay has it on the left wing. Doesn't fire the three. Burgess down low. Takes a dribble. Jump stop. Tough shot. Off the glass. Doesn't get the foul. Now Homer the other direction with Roman Butler. Drives through the lane. Layup on the left hand. Left short. Rebound by George Grossbach. Now down low, lobs it up, layup off the glass is missed by Learned. Woman trying to get out and run and get those quick scores. And now another steal by Clay. 4-on-2. Coast to coast for Grossbach. One-handed jam in and out. Oh, man, couldn't finish the jam.
Boy, he tried. This whole crowd let out that big oh for it not going in.
Three ball, meanwhile, up and in by Preston Mann on the other end for Homer.
Homer's draining these threes.
That's pretty much what they've had in their arsenal in this one. It's their fourth three as we got a missed three on the other end by Morgan at the buzzer.
Wow.
Leads us to our first quarter score of 26 to 14. Second quarter is next. You've got boys district semifinal basketball back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second quarter of our district's semifinal from Napoleon. It's 26-14 Lumen over Homer. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly with you. Mark W. Daly, you have a score update for us.
Michigan Center on top of Madison in Tecumseh right now, 15-14 at the end of the first.
That pass by Burgess, coast-to-coast layup in, and the foul. Brock Butler, coast-to-coast with a score for the Trojans.
Again, at broken record time, there's no quit in this Homer team. We saw how scrappy they were on Monday. They're not going to go down without a fight.
And even just tonight, just seeing some of the plays that they have made, they just need to make some adjustments against this full court press.
Right.
Stop turning the ball over at East Jackson levels, and maybe they can fight their way back into this, but they do cut it to within single digits. But we're able to make the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw. 26-17 now. Trope through the lane, stopped at the elbow, back outside. One more in the corner for Morgan. Pulls it back up top for Zach Trope. Now on the right-hand side, Morgan, three ball. That one's off. Offensive rebound. Burgess goes back up with it, and he missed it, but he does get fouled. Tried to come back with his own and one, but he'll go to the line for two.
It's like Lumen has the perfect answer for the zone defense that Homer's putting on the floor. They're spreading it out. They can shoot the three, so you got to respect it. But when you do that, you're leaving it wide open down low for your big guys.
Burgess, first of two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws, is a miss. Just one of three from the line for Lumen so far in this one.
So the Homer pulled the hammer out of the toolbox and kind of laid one on him, and that's how he was able to get to the free throw line.
Second free throw in. Broden Burgess got five, and it's 27-17. Lumen Christie over Homer. Driving through the lane for Butler. Blocked, but a foul by Wes Learned, and we'll get Butler back to the line. We talked about that as a key, Homer's ability to draw fouls and get to the line.
Yeah, and they did that right there. Now, Wes was able to get away. I don't know if that's the right word, because he's had a few clean blocks. Just got a little bit of the arm on that one.
Yeah, he and Callen blocking
machines
in this one.
The SWAT team.
Ha! There we go. I don't think that one's trademarked, is it?
It might not be. I don't.
Do we want to roll the dice, though?
Yeah, we can't. Go for it.
One of two from the free throw line by Brock Butler. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's now 27-18. Lumen Christie into the front court. Up and under for Burgess. Tough shot. Nice defense by Minix. 3-on-2 the other way. Butler into the near side corner for Molnix. And Homer will slow things down here. Butler on the top of the key, guarded by Callen. On the right for Molnix. Looking down low, doesn't lob it down. Now for Butler, takes the long three. It's short, follows his own rebound, goes through the lane, goes back up, and draws another foul and a trip to the line. Hey, what were we talking about from Monday? Offensive rebounds, trips to the line. Homer, they're bringing some of that same stuff here.
We're seeing a little bit of it. You see when Lumen throws up a shot, you got like one or two who are going for the rebound. Rest of them are running the court. When Homer puts up a shot, everybody's going for the board.
So, first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. In by Butler. He's got five. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and Alro Metals and Plastics. Second free throw also in. Butler with six. Lumen going the other way. Some half-court pressure beaten by Callen. Stopped at the free throw line. Dished down low. Back outside one more for Clay. Lobs it to the left wing for Trope. Now trying to drive through. Stop free throw line extended. Pressured by Molnix. Picks up the dribble. Lobs to the right side for Callen. One more in the corner. Clay wide open three. That one's left short. And then a offensive foul by Learned over the back over Banute.
It feels like the whistles have starting to tighten up a little bit on this game. It almost feels like some of the stuff they're getting away with in the first quarter, they're not letting them get away with it here in the second.
Yeah, and they are actually going to take a timeout here. Lumen Christie, Coach Josh Trope, as Lumen's lead cut down to seven. We got 6.5 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
It's 27-20, Lumen Christie over Homer. Midway through the second quarter of our first of two district semifinal games tonight. We got a travel in the backcourt. Manning Molnix took too many steps as he received the pass in the full court press. So Lumen Christie taking over inbound on the left side of the basket with Zach Trope.
Yeah, the pressure from Lumen on that press caused that.
Immediate inbound down low. Couldn't score. Gets his own rebound. Put back up and in for Kellen Crowley, his first 2 points.
He was wide open from that cut for the inbound pass. Wide open. This Lumen team's so quick.
So many different guys able to get buckets, too, as we got another steal. Callen, 2-on-1. Layup on the right hand is in over Molnix.
I don't know if we actually seen them run their offense two series in a row.
No, yeah, they're forcing a lot of turnovers. This full court press is just suffocating as we've got a missed three in the corner, too strong by Banute. Lumen leads by 11. Ankle breaker up the floor. Trope, three. Left wing is off. Offensive rebound put back in from Crowley.
And he got away with the hack on that one. All over Crowley. Still managed to get it in.
Top of the key now for Winchell. And we got a bump from behind by Clay and helping up. Right back up after committing that foul, his second.
Yeah. Banute just got away with one here over on the other end. And then down on this end, it was a pretty hefty foul that was called on Lumen.
And now we've got some bonus free throws right here, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour, by Wyatt Winchell. Five team fouls on Lumen. Misses the first free throw. A couple substitutions. Preston Mann in for Homer and Jonathan Morgan. With a quick 11 points off the bench in the first quarter, he's back in for the Titans. Second free throw by Winchell. Takes a deep breath. And he misses both. Rebound is going to be tipped down and collected by Crowley as Ashton Callen walks the ball across the timeline for Lumen Christie, met out there by Mann. Drives on the right through the lane. Kicks it back out, but we got a blocking foul called. Actually going to call a reaching foul on Preston Mann.
Well, he was driving towards the basket, and it quickly became a double-team situation.
13-point lead for Lumen, and pass deflected, stolen away by Winchell. Here comes Homer the other way, far side for Molnix. And he'll dribble back outside, perimeter for Brock Butler, and then near side for Mann. Picks up his dribble, goes to the near side for Winchell. Looks into the corner, goes back to the free throw line for Brock Butler. Goes to work immediately on Burgess, dribbles off his foot, stolen away by Morgan. 2-on-0, and Morgan layup on the right hand is in effortlessly.
And he was like a half court ahead of everybody else. By the time he got that, it was in full stride, and he was just gone.
And Lumen just fast. You could tell the whole team off of these steals. Everybody just hits the Jets. Homer the other way, trailing by 15 to Lumen Christie. 4.5 to go in the first half. Brock Butler on the right side for Winchell. Pump fake three goes into Burgess on the left block. Up and under, off the glass and in.
Good little head fake to get the defender off his feet so he had the room to make that shot.
Quickly the other way, Burgess blocked, but a late whistle. Harry Minix will send Burgess to the line for two.
Yeah, that was another hard foul. I had to pick him up off the floor. There's not much give to this Jim Dutton court.
No. Now, I would imagine that's not a very particularly soft landing. So Brendan Burgess so far with 5 points at the line for more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. Makes the first one. Nothing but net. We'd like to thank our special playoff sponsors for tonight's coverage. East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, IST, Josh's Dumpsters, and Jackson Public Schools. One more free throw, Burgess. This one takes a couple bounces and then drops. I counted about 5 bounces.
That, yeah, you know, it wanted to go in. Just took its time.
It's got a couple substitutions there. We got Zach Trope back into the game, and for the first time, Johnny Furness into the game for Lumen Christie. It's another 15-point lead for Lumen, 37-22. On the right side for Molnix, trapped in the corner, closely guarded by Trope. Fallaway shot, no. Hits the side of the backboard, but a foul leading to it by Furness, who just checked in.
Well, they are playing a super tight man defense. Usually you give your guy a little space when the ball's over on the others. Lumen's not doing that. They are on your hip pocket the entire time.
Aspen 1 Hour free throws from Molnix gets his first one, and that's his first point. And yeah, tale of two quarters, especially in terms of the officiating, as the first quarter just felt like it flew on by. The second quarter, a lot of whistles, a lot of free throws, really slowing the game down. Ooh, we got it. The second free throw by Molnix was a miss, and then we got a lane violation on Grossbach, which will result in Molnix re-shooting that second free throw.
Interesting. Very rarely do you see that called.
Yeah. Pretty antsy on the release as he does make the second one. 37-24. Some individual full court pressure from Molnix. Lumen beats that. Trope near half court goes to the near side for Burgess. Homer back out, getting a little bit more aggressive on the zone, and we got a tip and a steal the other way for Butler. Loses it, tries to save it out of bounds. Stolen right back by Jonathan Morgan. Trope into the front court. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes back to the right-hand side for Crowley. Stopped at the free throw line. Back outside, Trope. Deep three. That one's left short. His shot's been off from downtown tonight.
Yeah, I like Lumen much better when they're on a fast break, when they're doing a more of a run-and-gun thing.
Yeah, and getting to the rim, getting those quick buckets. As briefly poked away, Molnix recollects it in the corner for Homer, trailing Lumen by 13. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Top of the key for Wayne Moan, who just checked in for the Trojans. Molnix, he fires a deep three on the other end. Wide left. Rebound for Grossbach. Outlet pass for Burgess. Goes up to the rim and scores in the left hand.
Again, Lumen, they got a release guy. Just finds himself way past everybody else for the full court pass, or at least half court pass, and able to get to the hoop and score. This run and gun offense for Lumen, smothering Homer.
Homer on the right-hand side for Molnix, hesitates, fires another deep three. That one's left short again. Outlet pass for Morgan. Going to drive quickly on the baseline. Stops. Goes back up top. Burgess wide open three. That one's too strong off the heel. Ooh, and then Morgan, a push on the rebound. Gets the rebound. That's going to get a lot of groans from the Homer fans. He misses the three anyways. And then it's going to be Fish back outside Morgan. Homer looking for a quick foul. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Put back and a foul for Morgan. And he'll get to the line for two. I don't know. I think he got away with one.
Oh,
there.
He totally got away with one. I mean, that this Homer fan base, which is here tonight, he got away with a blatant push, pushed him to the ground, and that was a hard thump off this Jim Dutton court.
Yeah, two-handed shove, rebound came right to him, and I think everybody waited for the whistle, but it never came. But hey, credit to Morgan, he kept playing. As he makes the first of two Aspen one-hour free throws. 40-24, less than 2 minutes to play in the first half. Lumen over Homer in our district semifinal.
Winner, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Sorry, I was going to say winner this one takes on the winner of Napoleon and Hanover Horton, our second game this evening.
Crowd still giving the officials the whatnot.
Saw a little bit of a shove after the free throw by Benute trying to get into Morgan. Now that one really upset Homer. They're going to try to amp up the physicality as we got a foul on the other end by Kellen Crowley, his first.
Well, sometimes that happens. You have a play like that, it could lead itself to this turning into a chippy game.
So Preston Mann at the line for two as the foul by Crowley. Homer in the bonus, of course. First free throw is in. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 hour. Ashton Knapp in for Homer. We didn't see him at all against East Jackson on Monday.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, trying to get some extra energy out there, I bet. Second free throw is a miss. Rebound by Furnas for Lumen. In the front court for Cowan. Drives through the lane. Bump into the near side corner. Three ball. Gross back. That's too strong. Rebound for Mann. Homer out and running, three on three. Pull up at the top of the key. Man drills the triple.
He just took it down himself, pulled up at the top of the key, let it fly. Drained it.
Now through the lane for Lumen, down low. Hard foul from behind. Callen will go to the line for two now for the Titans.
See, now we're seeing it. We're seeing it from Homer. That last series, there was an elbow that prevented the drive. This series, you had two guys going up and hacking down. So the physicality has been notched up a bit since that push.
Yeah, that was like Homer, like, all right, we're not taking this.
No.
We are not taking this. So the first free throw, brought to you by Aspen 1 hour, off by Callen. We'll get another try here. 13-point lead for Lumen. 1:21 left in the first half. Second free throw, that's also a miss. Comes up empty. Homer's the other direction with Preston Mann. Bounce pass in the far corner. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Jonathan Morgan. Stay with the Homer Trojans as they inbound on the far sideline, basically tucked in the corner there. Knapp on the inbound gets it near half court for Butler. Dribbles to the left wing. He's guarded by Callen. Screen coming on the right. Drives through the lane. Jump stop on the left block. Goes off the glass and in through the tough contest.
It's like they had a head fake clinic between the quarters, because that just you get them up off the feet, then you're able to go on up and get the easy bucket.
Less than a minute to go in the quarter, and the pass down low. Callen couldn't control the pass, and it goes right to Butler for the steal. Coast-to-coast layup on the left hand is up and in.
Nice touch off that one. Soft little touch, nice little arc. That was a nice basket.
Just like that, Homer is back within single digits. 35 seconds left in the quarter as Callen goes right back with a layup on the other end.
Yeah, kind of from underneath the basket, a nice little scoop with a twist and able to kiss it off the glass and in.
Top of the key for Preston Mann. Left wing three, Butler. That one's short off the glass and rebounded by Grossbach. Quick outlet up ahead to Callen. Three on one the other way. Pass up ahead for the layup for Morgan. Gets another 2 points.
Unselfish for Callen, because he certainly could have drove that one in, but gave it to his trailer for the easy bucket.
Final 5 seconds, near half court. Takes a deep three. Butler blocked by Callen. Left short, and that will end a very bruising, very taxing first half of play here between Lumen Christie and Homer. Lumen Christie goes into the locker room with a 45-32 lead. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we saw in this first half. That's coming up. This is District Semifinal Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are back at halftime, game one of two this evening, as the Lumen Christie Titans have a 45-32 lead over the Homer Trojans. So, Lumen, they introduced a full court press a few minutes in. Once Homer came out with a couple of buckets, they were like, hey, we're not backing down here. Lumen introduced a full court press and immediately went on a 20-6 run. They built up a 15-point lead. Homer was able to kind of stick around there. And then when Lumen the second time went up by 15, we saw an 8-0 run the other way. Homer able to pull within single digits there briefly towards the end of the second quarter, but Homer is not backing down from this challenge.
No, they are not at all. And it's like they are just quietly kind of hanging around. You know, they'll struggle with turnovers, and Lumen will get an easy two. They'll get the easy two, and then all of a sudden, a couple threes later, and Homer's right back in it. You know, they're like that gnat. You can't get rid of them, and or the pebble in the shoe. You know, if you're climbing the mountain, that's going to bug you at the end of the day. So yeah, it's. This has been a fun contest. It's been fast-paced. It's gotten a little chippy. but it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and there's been several moments where you thought, like, Lumen, all right, this is it. They're going to go on that one of those runs. They're going to run up the score, and that's going to be that. But, no, I'm pleasantly surprised by Homer. Just, you know, they know going in, hey, this is the toughest opponent that, you know, we have seen this season. But this is, you know, hey, we're not backing down. And as you mentioned, you know, some of the chippiness with that no call, to say the least, on Jonathan Morgan, a little bit of a shove on a rebound.
No, little bit of a shove.
Yeah.
That was not a little bit of a shove.
Yeah. But since that point, Homer's like, nope, we're getting physical. We don't care if, you know, you're, you know, back-to-back quarterfinal runs in the playoffs. We don't care if you're one of the top-ranked teams in Division III. We don't care. We're not backing down. We're gonna bring the physicality right back at you. So,
and from that point on, I mean, Homer's really been hanging around. It's been difficult. They've made it a little more difficult for Lumen because they've gotten more physical, and the refs are kind of, you know, 50-50 and if they're gonna call, you know, a physical foul or not.
Yeah.
So it's the players are getting away with it out there, and I like watching good physical basketball,
especially in the postseason.
Yeah,
that's when you want the games to be a little bit more physical. And yeah, and Homer, we mentioned at the end of the first quarter as well, they really made a living at the free throw line against East Jackson, and that's right. What helped them hang around was the ability to draw fouls. They quickly got into the bonus in that second quarter, and a lot of trips to the line. They made their free throws, and Lumen on the other end, they actually struggled with their free throw shooting. So
that was
a momentum swing.
They're doing a little bit of that tonight. I mean, when they can get back on offense, when Lumen's not picking their pocket. So, what, you know, Lumen needs to get back to that full court press. They just need to, the second half, just not take their foot off the gas. They just need to be on that full court because that's been their bread and butter. These fast breaks, getting all these layups off of turnovers. That's where Lumen needs to live in the second half. On the other side of it, Homer, they need to slow down their offense and just pick away at that lead. They need to be smart with their inbound passes. They need to be smart with their guard play and their passes around the horn. If they can clean up some of those passes and prevent, you know, just kind of settle in with the smothering defense of Lumen, and just run their offense, we're going to have a different game here. They need to slow it down. They need to keep Lumen off of that fast, fast pace. So that's what needs to happen.
Looking at some scores here individually for Homer. Leading scorer is Brock Butler with 10 points, a couple threes as well. We've also got six, make it seven each for Winchell and Mann. Got six for Alex Benute and two for Manning Molnix. Leading scorer for Lumen Christie is Jonathan Morgan with 17 points. Leading all scorers there. He's also got nine from Broden Burgess. We've got seven from Amarian Clay, six Ashton Cowan, four from Kellen Crowley, and two. Fun first half, very bruising, and we'll see what happens in the second half. Both teams have made adjustments that have had some success in this one. So what adjustments are made at that halftime locker room, that remains to be seen. But that will do it for our halftime report. 45-32, Lumen leads over Homer. We're back in 90 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Nasty swat by Ashton Cowan out of the break. Start of the third quarter. Woman Christie leads Homer 45-32. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. As Woman now going from left to right on your radio dial here from Napoleon High School. Near half court currently is Kellen Crowley over for Zach Trope. A couple quick passes at the free throw line for Cowan. Drives in. Oh, they're going to get him on the offensive foul. Minix was set. Took the draw.
Yeah, they call that when they perceive the feet being set and offense running into you. And when that's what they see, they'll call it every time.
Homer going the other way. And they trailed by 15 a couple of different times, but they've just hung around. Lumen just can't shake them. Top of the key for Winchell on the near side. Pass is poked out of bounds by Trope. And Homer will inbound on the near side in front of their own bench. It'll be Brock Butler throwing it in. Leading scorer for Homer, not only in this one, but also their Monday win over East Jackson. Lobs it into the backcourt, but nearly picked off there by Crowley, and he is going to commit the foul, trying to dive over Winchell. No, they're going to get it on Winchell.
Oh, wow.
So that's actually a Homer offensive foul and a turnover.
Yeah, he was on the ground when that whistle blew.
Yeah, maybe they had him trying to take out the Crowley legs or something there.
Huh. Interesting.
So, yeah. Moving the other way. No points yet for either team in the second half. We're over a minute in. Three ball in the near side corner. That one's up and in for Ashton Callen.
Nothing but net. Able to set, let it fly.
Pushes the lead. Largest lead of the game now. 16 for Lumen. In the paint for Molnix. Out to the perimeter for Butler. He's going to go to work on the backdoor cut. Threads the needle. It goes back to the teammate, Harry Minix, who goes up and lays it up and in with the foul.
Yeah, they're going to call Crowley on that one, too. So he's starting to rack him up. That's two for him. Lumen, at least the guys they have on the floor right now, not really looking at any foul trouble, but they certainly have shared the love when it comes to fouls tonight.
Yeah, they've racked them up specifically in that second quarter. Aspen 1 hour free throw off by Minix. As it's a 14-point lead now for Lumen with the ball. Some half-court pressure, they beat it. On the left wing into the far side corner for Learn. Lobs it up top for Burgess. Trope wide open in the corner. Fires the three. Makes the three!
Little bit different of a second half for Lumen, where they got a lot of their points off of fast breaks, and now they've settled in and shooting the long ball.
A couple of threes. Didn't shoot it particularly well from there in the first half, as a layup on the short side is off by Winchell. Lumen pushing the pace the other way. Cowan into the near side corner. One more pass. Trope sidestep. Gets it one more to Learn. Three ball off the heel. Offensive rebound for Burgess. Shuffles it down low for Crowley. And now goes to the opposite corner. Cowan, he fires the three, and he makes the three. Raining threes for the Titans over the Trojans. And that's going to force a full timeout with Lumen up now by 20. 5:32 to go in the third. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-768-4864, Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
54-34, Lumen Christi over Homer, outscoring Homer 9-2 out of the break. We got a score update.
Well, Lisa was from the half, 28-24 center on top of Madison. Oh, man. We got some more hot dogs up here from Napoleon. Those are fabulous on Monday.
Yes. Gracious hosts, we love Napoleon Community Schools. They've been fantastic Monday, today, and I'm very happy that we're here through next week.
Right.
We had a quick poke out of bounds, but Homer able to keep possession. Now at the top of the key for Minix. Swipe away and steal. Burgess now 2-on-1. Les learned one-hand jam.
I think, was it Wes who missed one in the first half, able to get that one down?
Yeah, he didn't miss that one. Now a 21-point lead, and Burgess is going to commit the foul against Butler, sending Butler to the line.
And that was with authority, too. He went up and over a Homer Trojan and slammed it over just right on top of him.
We talked about halftime adjustments and Lumen Christi. I mean, they got a fast break score there, but you mentioned the opposite
right
of what you said. They've been slowing it down, and they've been shooting better from downtown as well. When you said they need to get more fast break points, even though they did listen to you that last possession.
I was in the locker room, apparently.
They had our
feed
in the locker room.
They slowed it down, and they were able to drain some threes until they got that fast break slam.
One of two on free throws for Butler. Trims the deficit to 21. Inside 5 minutes to play in the third. Cowan has it on the right wing all alone. Goes against man. Blocked at the rim by Banute. Homer going the other way.
Ooh.
Nearly intercepted by Cowan. Got a pull-up long two by man. He drills it inside the three-point line, however.
Yeah, it's like Homer has tried to pick up the pace. They're just doing the exact opposite of what I said.
They listen to our scouting report, and they're like, you know, we're going to subvert them. We're not going to listen to them at all. 19-point Lumen lead with the ball. Jonathan Morgan through the lane. Layup right hand is in against man.
Nice little lean into that shot to get it to fall.
Pushes the lead back to 21. 4:10 left in the third. Homer ball on the right. Pull up three. Man air ball. Rebound for Callen. On the other way, Homer's going to try to get back defensively. Wide open, learned on the pass and the foul at the rim. Beautiful feed by Callen.
Oh, he just threaded the needle right there between two black jerseys and just went up and in for it and got a little bit of a hack on it. Sent him to the line for the and one.
Wow. So
we're
going to get a free throw on the other side, but first, Coach Ryan Molnix of Homer needs to chat things over with his Trojans. 60-37 lead for Lumen Christi. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Woman Christie on a tear in this third quarter, leading 60-37 over Homer. And we've got a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw from Wes Learned. On an and one out of the timeout, and he drills it. Homer the other way, trailing by 24. They went into the break, trailing by just 13 points. And we got a poke from behind and steal. Jonathan Morgan out and running all alone. Another uncontested layup is in.
Nice little shot. I didn't see how it got poked away. I was looking at the far side of it, but got Lumen again on a fast break.
I don't think anybody on Homer did either. They didn't even get back on that one. Homer has it on the right-hand side for Butler. Gets into the corner for Mann. Jumper is good.
Nice
shot. Make it Banute, actually.
Nice shot. Did a little quick step in, then pulled up, went straight up with it. Nice shot.
Now able to quickly beat the full court press from Homer into the corner for Clay. Dish down low for Morgan. It's going to be Lumen ball on the baseline.
Yeah, got his hand in there, disrupted the pass, and just went up and out of bounds.
A hockey line change for Homer. They get five fresh players on the floor.
There you go.
Let's see. We got Winchell. We got Mann. We got Wayne Moan. We've got Harry Minix and Manny Molnix.
And the goalie.
Yeah. They took inspiration from Team USA over the weekend. Three ball off by Learned. And we got a foul on the rebound against Lumen. It's going to go against Jonathan Morgan, his first.
Well, he was reaching in there. I think he got a piece of the arm. He had a Homer player kind of on the floor, on the ground, trying to rally that one up. So,
and I think Homer's
a little mini scrum.
Yeah, and Homer supporters are thinking you're going to call that one on him, but not the shove in the first half. As we got a three ball straight away, up and in for Wyatt Winchell. Now a layup on the other end, up and in by Kellen Crowley. And another steal. Trope going up with it. Wes Learned, layup is off. Ball comes loose from Clay, and a layup on the left hand. In from Learned, just relentless here. Lumen Christie. Ooh, delay of game on Lumen Christie, huh? Maybe touch the ball after the score.
Yeah. Again, I'm not sure because, you know, they've got the vantage point that we don't, but I don't know how you can have a delay of game when it's been such a fast-paced game.
Yeah.
You know? So the ball was supposed to go out of bounds so they could inbound it, and he just kept a handle on it a little too long.
Straight away three. Another one from Winchell. Brings Homer to within 22 points. Three ball answer off the mark by Cowan on the other end. An offensive rebound by Clay. Cowan. Left wing for Burgess, drives through the lane. Tried to go with the up and under outside instead to Cowan, and then Clay, wide open corner three. That one's too strong. Follows his own rebound through the lane. Loses the dribble, and it's stolen away by Winchell.
Yeah, that's a lot of intensity out there. It's turned into a fast-paced contest.
Heat check from Winchell. It's off the mark from three. Outlet, two on one. Easy layup in for Morgan.
Yeah, he got that one off a long pass, and just it was almost like a step and a half to lay that one in. Again, Lumen getting in behind the defense.
69-45 is the score now. Lead for Lumen. Inside 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Molnix has it at the left free throw line, extended for Homer. The pass nearly swiped away by Morgan. Got a hand on it, went back to Molnix. Now top of the key, Winchell through the lane, pump fake up, off the glass, and in. Another and one for Winchell.
That's going to put Lumen up there with five fouls.
And the bonus again is Homer. And at the line for an Aspen 1 hour free throw is Wyatt Winchell.
Again, even distribution with the fouls, you don't really have anybody more than two up there.
Josh Trope, coach of the Titans, really managing his lineup well.
They're so deep.
And we've seen just their deep lineup. So many different guys playing in this one. Burgess through the lane to the near side corner for Logan Hammett, speaking of, getting his first action in this one. Cowan at the top, tried to find Morgan in the corner, goes outside instead for Kellen Crowley. Now on the left wing for Morgan. Close pressure by Molnix. Dribbles to the top into the zone. Back over for Callen. Drives through the lane. Try to get it into the corner, but it's going to be off the foot of a Trojan. Officials don't know who it was off on. Far side official going to overturn Lumen. It's going to be Homer Ball.
Well, the two officials on our side who are closest to the ball were kind of looking at each other to see, all right, what are you going to do? And the other guy on the far side just kind of took control, made the call.
Overruled it. Like, if you're not going to make a call, we will. So 69-48, Homer trailing here with the ball. Winchell up top. He's the hot man this quarter for Homer. Fires a three. This time it's wide right. Callen with the rebound. And now harassed in the backcourt by Winchell. He's going to get it around him. Pass the near side. Burgess drives through the lane. Layup off glass and in.
Again, the quickness from this Lumen Christie team just coming into play.
Just outrunning everybody. Relentless. Brock Butler through the lane. Layup on the near side. That one's up and in virtually at the quarter buzzer. And that brings us to the fourth and final quarter. Coming your way next of our first of two district semifinal games this evening. Lumen Christie leads 71-50. We're back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
71-50, Lumen Christie over Homer. Fourth and final quarter of our first of two games this evening. About to get underway. The Mark W. Daly has a score update for us.
Well, in Tecumseh, center is on top of Madison, 58-38 at the end of three. Of course, that contest on our sister station, Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Yeah, with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes. Half-court pressure by Homer out of the timeout with Lumen Christie. Pass beneath the basket leading to a foul. Jonathan Morgan going to the line for two free throws as Preston Mann commits his third foul.
So you look at the fouls, the least of the kids that are on the board for both. I mean, Lumen's got, it's like everybody out there has a foul, but on the Homer side of it, you got a couple guys there with racking up the three fouls, which that's when you start to get a little concerned.
These free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Tonight's coverage is also brought to you by Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., and Wilby Transit Mix. Second free throw is in from Morgan. He's got now 24 points to lead all scorers. Gets the first point of the quarter for either team. Butler through the lane, blocked from behind by Morgan. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Winchell. This guy's been low-key, pretty solid tonight for Homer.
Another head fake to get the defender off his feet. You know, you got it. Just put your hands straight up.
Now Lumen the other way. Nice ball movement to beat the press. Leads to an easy Ashton Callen score.
There's that fast pace that we've gotten used to this game from Lumen.
Now 74-52. The other end, Brock Butler able to get another up and under. That's been the name of the game for Homer. Up and under pump fakes.
Yeah.
Now for Lumen, near side, leading by 20. 1 minute into the fourth. Trope near side, three ball. That one is too strong from Burgess. Drawing air as Molnix trapped in the front court. Able to loft it over to Butler. Near side corner for Winchell. Into the paint. Minix blocked by Callen. Erased it. Three on one the other end. Morgan, another easy layup in for two.
I keep waiting for Morgan to throw it down. He's had so many opportunities to do that tonight, but he's going with the for sure shot, just nice little layups each and every time. But, man, he's had so many open lanes to the bucket.
I think we both expect a jam from him. But, yeah, he just takes the easy two, the layup. But, hey, it's been working for him. He leads all scorers now with 26 points. Not too shabby.
Watch, he'll like pull out a windmill when we least expect it, or a tomahawk or something.
Over another player, right, too. We'd like to thank our special playoff presenting sponsors for their support in tonight's coverage and all postseason here on 95.9 The Power Cow. East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, and Jackson Public Schools. Homer the other direction with Molnix as Lumen backing off on the press, given the current score situation. Across the timeline for Winchell, handoff on the far side for Butler, top of the key. Now going to stop, goes to the right-hand side, back to the left, handoff for Molnix. Dribbles through, spin move at the lane, lost it, but it goes right to Minix. Baseline jumper from 8 feet out is off. Rebound fought for. It's going to be picked up by Minix. Jump ball forced by Lumen. It'll stay with Homer.
Quick call on the jump ball. I thought it was still kind of loose on the ground.
Yeah, quick.
I didn't think that had been settled yet.
Yeah. So Homer inbounds on the left side of the basket with Wyatt Winchell. Into the left wing, Molnick's quick fire three. That one's up and in over Trope.
Nice little design play to get him off the elbow and open over here in three-point land.
Well, and knowing what we saw from him, that Molnick's freshman, he does not hesitate from deep. So he was able to score there. Lumen has it against a Homer 2-3 zone, leading by 19. Through the lane for Crowley, near side corner, Wes learned three. That's off the heel and out. Rebound by Mann, double-teamed immediately in the backcourt. And Homer able to get it up ahead safely. Winchell down low, pump fake, and in and out. Wow, how did that one not fall?
It was almost in.
Cowan the other way, layup right hand, good on the left-hand side.
Sacrifice his body to make that shot. He has to pull himself up off the Jim Dutton court.
78-57 score, final 5:19 of the fourth of our district semifinal, first of two here. After this one, we'll have coverage of Hanover Horton versus Napoleon. Down low, Molnix out of control. Layup is off, and Cowan in the backcourt. A little bit of a reach in that by Molnix. I don't know if Cowan liked that. A little bit of a stare down, and we got a bump in the front court, a hard bump. Winchell committing the foul.
It seems like it's a little early to start these intentional type fouls to get to the free throw line to get it back, but that's kind of like what those last one were. It was almost like an annoyance. He reached and it was a foul that wasn't called, and he stopped in his tracks, held the ball against his hip, and looked at him like, really?
Like, what are you doing?
Really?
He was on the ground, too. Molnix was on the ground when he did that. So, yeah, a bit of a funny play there. Clay back in for Lumen as Morgan misses the layup in the lane. Fights for the rebound, and it's going to be last touched by Minix, and he doesn't like that call. He kind of held his hands up like, what? Homer fans don't like it either.
It was hard to tell from up here, but that official call that was right on top of the action.
Johnny Furness back in for Lumen. Inbound in the corner for Crowley. At the free throw line, half spin, and we got a reaching foul on Homer against Preston Mann, his fourth.
Again, even distribution in the fouls for Lumen, not so much on the Homer side of things.
Lumen leads four. Two with four, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Winchell as we got a jump ball forced by Mann. It's going to stay right here with the Titans. 4:40 left. Zach Trope inbounds on the left side of the basket. Bounce pass into the corner for Furness. Cuts to the left and then to the right. Back to the near side for Kellen Crowley. Dump off to Clay, then another handoff. Furness drives through the lane. This is the open man in the corner. It's Crowley. Drives in the baseline. Layup in on the right hand. Beautiful San Antonio Spursian ball movement by Lumen.
Just weaved his way through a couple defenders to get to the key for that shot.
Lead out to 23. About halfway through this fourth quarter. Brock Butler fires a three off the screen. Wow. Rattles it home.
Not bad for the lefty. Contention in his face and everything.
Speaking of the Spurs, that was a very Manu Ginobili-type jump shot right there.
Wow.
With the left hand. So
surprised we're not getting any Knicks or Knicks. Sorry, Nuggets references here.
Something about the Spurs. I don't know. Wow. Back-to-back Spurs references. So that
Manu
leads us to a timeout.
Ginobili.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that
That's
one in a
throwback
while.
Right there.
Yeah. Well, not really.
No, I mean, what do you depend on? What do you call a throwback? I mean, his prime is a throwback at this point, about 20, 15, 20 years ago.
Right. But no, I was just giving you a hard time.
I know.
I guess I gave you
Jerk.
A throwback of throwbacks with Vinny Johnson earlier.
Yeah. We still haven't confirmed whether or not that's a trademarked thing, by the way. So, but for all intents and purposes, at that time, Jonathan Morgan was, in fact, a microwave. He still is.
Yeah.
With 26 points to lead all players. But
there you go. Off the bench.
Yeah.
Wow.
Been dominating. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. Out of the timeout, Lumen Christie leads 80-60 over Homer with 4:05 left. We got a substitution. Gibson Shore in for Lumen out of the timeout. Inbounds to Grossbach. Lobs it down low for Shore as they try to go the other way against this full court press. Able to get bothered, but able to pass up ahead to Learned. Now dish down low, wide open. Grossbach for two.
Just using their patience and their passes. And then Homer forgot about that guy down low.
Yeah, just so many mesmerizing passes. Just misdirect. Get a guy out of place. Missed shot by Homer. The other way for Shore into the far side corner. Grossbach missed the cut by Learned. But they're going to pass back outside. Learned has it now. Handoff for Logan Hammett. Holds it for a moment against Winchell. Fakes the handoff. Hands off at the elbow for Grossbach. Drives through the lane. Tough shot. Blocked away by Minix. Homer the other way trying to push the pace. Roman Butler has it trapped on the baseline by Learned. Bounce pass back outside for Butler. And now back up top for Winchell. 22-point lead for Lumen. Homer ball, 3 minutes left in the game. Winchell on the baseline back outside. Roman Butler, quick fire three. It's off the heel. Rebound down for Gibson Shore. Gets it up ahead to Grossbach. Hesitates through the lane. Passed out to nobody. Thought he was going to have a guy there, but Winchell able to steal it. Butler on the perimeter, pump fake, drives through the lane. Floater on the left hand is short. Gets his own rebound, put back. That one's off. Nice defensive pressure by Learned. Homer into the full court press off the miss. Pass up ahead, and Logan Hammett's going to hold it into the corner. Floats into the opposite corner for Learned. Pass is poked away by Mann. Learned keeps it. Into the far side corner for Shore. And then we got a foul, a bump from behind on Roman Butler. A lot of play there and not a lot of scoring in that stretch.
Well, what I like here is what Trope did is, he brought in some of his bench guys to get them some playing time, some guys we haven't seen a whole lot during the game. But he's also keeping some of his leaders out there, too, just to kind of be able to keep up and keep that pace that they've had.
Through the lane for Furness, blocked and fouled from behind by Roman Butler. He can't believe it. I'm gonna be honest. I'm kind of with him there. It looked like a clean block from behind. It's his second foul, and it sends Furness to the line for two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, first of which is short. We got 2:04 left in this one, and then we'll have some post-game coverage of this one, going right into pre-game coverage of Hanover-Horton versus Napoleon, and then we'll go right into that game for our second district semifinal tonight. Winner of both games play each other on Friday as we got a three ball in the corner by Preston Mann. He's got 12 points now. We got another timeout on the floor.
Molnix calls that timeout like as soon as the ball went through. And just to kind of try to rally his troops here. You know, you're under 2 minutes to go. You're down by 20. Which, yeah, I like, again, this it's been a season of a struggle for Homer, but I like what I'm seeing from them on the floor here tonight. It's scrappy. It's gritty. And they're not giving up. Even with less than 2 minutes to go, they're still playing like it's quarter number one. I love
it. Hey, and it's at the point, I mean, you look at the scoreboard, you know, your season ends in a minute and 53 seconds, but it's about, hey, leave it all out there. This is the last 2 minutes of the season. Let's finish strong. And again, even with the scoreboard, I'm pretty proud of how Homer's played tonight.
A lot can happen in 2 minutes, too. You start draining some threes and converting on some turnovers. It won't take much for this to be a completely different game.
Full court pressure out of the timeout coming from Homer as Lumen Christie inbounding. It'll be Shore inbound on the far side for Furness, bringing it quickly in the front court. It just goes right to the rim. Caught in trouble, kicks to the far side corner for Jatavius Williams, getting his first action in this one. Now through the lane for Hammett. Near side corner, bad pass to Shore off his fingertips and out of bounds.
It's so hard. It's so hard when you've been sitting for three quarters plus to come off the bench. You know, they do warm-ups at the beginning, you know, but then you've been sitting there the whole time. It's so hard to come off the bench and just to be able to click with the team.
Final 1:24 in this fourth quarter. Homer trails by 20 with the ball, but Newt has it on the left wing. Dishes down low. Pass intercepted by Isaac Mackey, getting his first action. Shore fires the three, left wing, and he drills it.
Nice shot. He just pulled it up right at the line.
Didn't hesitate. Gets his first bucket off the bench. 23-point lead for Lumen. 60 seconds remaining in Homer's season. McCullough getting into the game now, and a save by Hammett. Had a player falling on him, able to save it to his teammate Mackey up the floor, who scores on the other end.
And that was a one-on-two, essentially, at that point, able to split the defenders for the score.
Now Homer the other end. Final 38 seconds. Tough shot floated up. It's offline. Now outlet for Mackey and then for Furness on the layup right hand.
You know, a lot of these guys just haven't had a chance to score or don't get as much PT as you like. So, yeah, I don't blame them for not taking their foot off the pedal.
Now a three ball left wing. That one short by Ashton Knapp. And how about this again? 90 points on the board by Lumen. 10 seconds left. They'll likely hold on to it here with Johnny Furness on the perimeter. He's going to attack through, kick to the far side corner. Three ball. That one's left short by Mackey. And that will do it. 90-63 is the final for our first district semifinal this evening. Lumen moves on to the district championship.
Didn't feel like it was a 90-63 final.
No. And again, give Homer a ton of credit. They really hung around for a good amount of this game, specifically in the first half. And they really made Lumen work. You could see Lumen actually have to make adjustments to counter what Homer was bringing into this one. And as you mentioned, even with the lead on the scoreboard growing, they didn't quit.
No, they did not take their foot off the gas at all. Which, again, you've got guys out there who probably aren't getting their names on the stat sheet as much as they'd like. So I don't blame it. You want to get in there. You want to you play this game to score, you know. So if you haven't been able to do that because you've been on the bench, then, it's time to cut loose and take advantage of your time.
So we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll not only wrap this game up, but we'll start previewing our second semifinal of the evening, Hanover Horton and Napoleon. One more time, final score, Lumen eliminates Homer 90-63. We'll step aside back in 3 minutes right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can